All right, Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. Cloudy outside, a little fog coming in, I can see as well. Everyone's always looking for a new place to go for dinner and drinks, me being one of them. Especially the outdoor patios, the rooftops, it's kind of a favorite in the summer. You got to enjoy the outdoors while you have that opportunity. Adrian Kane from TheInfatuation.com serves up all things Chicago, and she joins us in studio. Hey, Adrian.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I am great. Tell folks about what TheInfatuation.com is all about.
Well, The Infatuation is a restaurant discovery platform. So, you know, our whole deal is helping people find the best places to eat and drink in their city.
Yeah.
For whatever the occasion that they're looking for.
Gotcha.
So we focus on situational guides, restaurant reviews.
And you theme things, too.
And what?
You theme things, too. So if you're looking for best burgers, all that other good stuff.
Absolutely. The whole point is that, you know, we're thinking about what someone might need to do. And they can look it up and, oh, do you have dinner with your in-laws this weekend? Let's help you find a great place to take your in-laws.
Smart, smart. Nothing too noisy, nothing too obnoxious, just something. Yeah,
exactly.
I like that. Tell folks about what you do. So are you out there trying these places? Because that's a great gig.
I have the best job. Yes.
Okay.
I love it. That's what we do. We do not write about a place unless we've been there.
Good.
The only time we feature a restaurant we haven't been to is in our openings guide. But after we hit up everything. So we're out to eat, I and our team, about 5 to 6 nights a week.
Yeah.
And just checking spots out.
That's
and
very cool. Yeah.
If we like them, we write about them, and we never, you know, we always visit a place multiple times.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's great. And some of you all, do you do the same places, some of you? So you have some different opinions, and you can kind of come together on that?
To corroborate, we sure do. We always dine anonymously. We never, you know, we pay for all of our own meals. That's a tenet of our company. And we just make sure that, you know, what we're writing about is accurate and unbiased.
I like that. Okay. All right. So restaurants, I obviously always like discovering new places, but as I said, I really do enjoy the patios. I more enjoy the rooftops, exploring some of those. And we were talking a little bit off air that a lot of them are hotel related, and we can talk about a couple of those. But best new restaurants in town, if you're looking to come to the city and have a nice lunch, have a nice dinner, why don't we go through your list?
Well, the best new restaurants right now, there are a few places that we're really excited about. Mm-hmm. I'll start out with Obelix. It's a French restaurant in River North. It has a fun vibe. It's got a creative menu. It has all the French classics you want, but it also has fun spins on some unexpected things. For example, there's a fuaco, which is a foie gras taco.
No?
That sounds a little strange.
Tacos are the thing right now. That's all people are talking about is Taco Tuesday and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. And it works, right? So it's got these unexpected dishes and everything's delicious. The service is fun. You just get in and it's one of those restaurants that just sort of like, you just get absorbed into it. And before you know it, 2 hours has gone by and you're just having a great time.
Because everything's important in there. It's just not about the food. I also think the drink. If I order a standard cocktail that I have, and I'm an old-fashioned Manhattan guy, if it's not, if it's off, man, it kind of does ruin the whole thing. You just have to have a really good meal, some decent service. And you know, right now, this industry is so strapped for people. So I know I have to be very patient when I walk into a restaurant. And you can never under-tip somebody because you waited too long for something, because people are really doing their best right now.
They truly are.
Yeah. But it has to be the vibe of the place. So if you're expecting something when you walk in and having a good time and feeling good about things, that's equally important as well.
And that is why we make sure to visit restaurants multiple times. We're never going to do a full review on a restaurant that we've only been to once or twice.
Makes sense. And they have beef Wellington at that place as well, which I really like. What's the next one you got here?
I'm loving Signatore. It's an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
It's in Humboldt Park. And again, they just have such a great spin on Italian food. All the pastas are delicious. There's a deconstructed lasagna with a mushroom bolognese. And I didn't realize it had no meat in it until the end. Well, I read it, but it is so savory and so rich. And it's absolutely perfect.
What makes it deconstructed?
It's a pile of pasta. Yeah.
Okay,
it looks just
kind of
like
mixed around in there, but
right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Drinks. I mean, like, you know, when you go into a restaurant, do you have a standard drink that you like to get that you test out?
An old fashioned.
An old fashioned. Okay. See, that's the thing. Okay. And do they have a good one there?
They do. Okay. They have a, and their servers are very, very helpful. They'll let you know what they think is going to work. They're also very excited about their wine program.
Okay.
Even though it's, you know, not largely promoted.
Yeah.
They're okay. very knowledgeable about that.
Tribeca's Sandwich Shop. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, that place has my heart.
Where are we at here with this one?
If you were looking for a casual spot where you can just grab a sandwich, it is one of my favorites. It's a counter service place. They have a few things on the menu. It's a limited menu, but about 9 sandwiches. Mm-hmm. But they have a play on the Made Right. I don't know if you're familiar with the Made Right.
Yeah, the burger, right?
It's loose meat. Loose meat, right?
Right, right.
That was invented in Iowa over 100 years ago, or maybe 90 some years ago. And they do a play on it. And it is delicious. It's got the steak sauce aioli on it.
Ooh.
A little bit of caramelization that on the crispy bits on the beef. It's so good.
So that might not let it fly off the bun because it's loose meat. You think about that. You're like, what am I getting out of this?
Yes. Yeah. It is surprisingly well contained.
Okay. All right. And they got donuts here too?
They do. They have, it's Tuber's donut. So they're this potato starch made donut.
Mm.
Fried in, how Chicago is this? Fried in clarified butter.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I actually like, they have an everything donut, which has, a loaded potato donut that has like sour cream and bacon, mm-hmm. a nice light snack with your clarified potato donut, but wow. it is delicious.
They have a brunch that call it the Golden Girls. So there's a, mm-hmm. there's a Dorothy, a Sophia, and a Blanche, and a Rose. So that's pretty cool that they theme that out. That show still gets ratings on every cable station that airs, which is just ridiculous to me. The Bronzeville Winery. Also, you mentioned that as the best new patio, but talk a little bit about that.
Bronzeville Winery, that place is, as the name suggests, in Bronzeville. It's an American menu, but it's really interesting. I was actually just there the other day. I went on like a little date night with my husband, and I ordered their seared watermelon, which sounds interesting. It is interesting. It's also very good. It's got this caramelized top,
okay.
you know, almost like a brulee, but it's not overly sweet. They hit it with just enough salt. It's very juicy.
Wow.
And they have a gnocchi dish with scallops that are perfectly cooked, shrimp, savory Alfredo sauce. Really great. But what's so fun about that place isn't just the great food. Again, it's the vibe. They have a live DJ. I was there on a Wednesday night. DJ was there, but not too loud. It's not one of those things where you feel like you're in a club strant. It's very just sort of like you're at a really great party with friendly service. It was such a good time.
I hang out with vegans and vegetarians. So, you know, and that's now I'm very alert and aware of looking at that on a menu. And what I've discovered through this journey is that a lot of steakhouses have elaborate vegetarian and vegan menus because you wouldn't bring a vegan or vegetarian to a steakhouse, and they're catering to the entire group, no matter who you are.
Yeah. And even Tribeca's has a Cubano made with pressed tofu. They have a ton of vegetarian options. Right. I think every restaurant that I'm excited about has at least 2 or 3 vegan and vegetarian dishes that are stars.
The Coach House. Talk about that.
Oh, okay, well, I can't talk about the Coach House without talking about Wazwan.
Okay.
Because the two are connected.
Oh, okay.
Wazwan, they're both owned by the same people, same chef, but the Coach House is a BYOB South Asian tasting menu restaurant.
Whoa, all right.
Yeah, and it's, again, so much fun, very casual, casual as an expensive, I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's $150 per person.
Wow.
Whoa. But it is a curated experience. It's about 25 seats in the entire restaurant. The chef is, you feel like you're at a dinner party. The chef is there cooking, talking to you about the food, giving you little anecdotes about the
dish. So it's like seeing a show. I mean, when you go, you spend money like that, you're going to go see a show, have some drinks, whatever. That's what this experience is like, is what you're saying.
Right. And because it's BYOB, you don't get that weird like sticker shock at the end of the meal. You kind of know exactly what it's going to be. You have your bottle there. You can take your time. And it's like elevated takes on South Asian street food dishes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll get like a momo that's delicate, like a little dumpling filled with incredible spices, and it's really great.
Very cool. Well, we're going to get over to patios and rooftops because a little bit of the theme of tonight's show is experiencing summer as much as we can. It's meteorological summer is point center as we speak. today. And I know summer really does last until September, and you can really push it into October into the city. But people got to get out there and explore some new things and some new venues. And we're going to do that more with Adrian from the infatuation.com after this on 720 WGN. WGN. All right, Adrian Kane from theinfatuation.com is joining us. We're talking about Chicago's best new restaurants, rooftops, patios. Before we get into the new rooftops, that's kind of my summer thing. I just like finding them everywhere in every neighborhood because you could just get so many different views of this city. Oh, the Roby Hotel, and I know a lot of them are the hotels. The Roby and the Up Room. That is one of the most unique views of the city.
I agree. That Wicker Park view, so yeah. Nice.
It's an old, I can't remember if it's an old finance building of some sort, but it's a tiny, skinny, triangular building. Mm-hmm. The Roby Hotel, folks, it's a really, really cool room. And again, the rooftop has some of the best views outside of Chicago. I mean, you're far enough away for that. And the Kennedy rooftop, which is like at a Hyatt Place, I think, right?
There's something about seeing the skyline when you're not in the skyline.
Yeah.
Sure, it's nice to be surrounded by the buildings, mm-hmm. but it's really nice to have that view. And another great rooftop that you might not be familiar with, it's a kind of a party rooftop, but it's called Whiskey Business.
Whiskey Business in Wicker Park. I have been there.
Yeah, you know, and they
I'm not that old. Come on now. I can do that.
They do movies, and it's a really great time, and it's that same sort of, you know, you get a new view. I love it.
They do some cool stuff in the wintertime up there, too, and their igloos and whatever to keep people warm up there.
Right, yeah. Chicagoans, we are not going to let, you know, a blizzard stop us from dining outside.
We need a cocktail, and we need something to eat. There's no question. Area at the Hyatt Centric is pretty interesting.
It is. Yeah.
Io Godfrey.
Very nice.
It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful place. But we were talking about Etta in Wicker Park. It's not so much about the view, it's really about how architecturally fabulous that space is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it doesn't have that sort of gale force wind thing that happens when you're 60 floors up, right? You know, it's nice to just get that, but you get that nice breeze, especially in the humid summer days.
Yeah.
Love it.
But even if you want, like, best views for me, as I said, was Terrace 16 and set your politics aside if you want to get a great view of that river. And Wrigley and the Wrigley building and the Tribune Tower and down the river and the lake. It is just a gorgeous, gorgeous place. But you've got some new ones on your list here.
Yeah. One of the rooftops I'm a big fan of is ABBA in the West Loop. You know, it is a very, what I like about it is you can go there and you can feel as comfortable having a full meal as just some drinks, some snacks, beautiful space. They have gotten the art down of just having music that feels great but isn't too loud.
Okay.
So it just sort of like sucks you in.
Yeah.
It's a great rooftop. The other one I love is Bar Avec.
Mm-hmm.
That is in River North.
Okay.
And it's about 8 floors up above River North Avec, which is an offshoot of the West Loop location. And it is it's nice because it's covered.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enjoy it whether or not it's you get a little rain, an unexpected rainstorm. They've got great heaters if it's a little chilly. It's one of my favorite fall patios as well that reason. And it's got a gorgeous view, and it's an unexpected view.
I love this stuff. All right, and then the other one here is Best Patios.
Yes. Paleo
is one of the new ones, right?
Yeah, and what I like about that spot is it's still taking advantage of some of the street closures. It's in River North, and so you can dine out on Clark Street. Because let's face it, there's a difference between a patio and outdoor seating. Mm-hmm. We are not talking about outdoor seating. I want a nice, comfortable patio, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be crammed into a little sidewalk table. And it's expansive.
Yeah.
You can sit out there with some sangria, some wine, get some tapas. And they also open up all their windows in the bar area, which almost feels like a patio. Again, inclement weather, you can still get that beautiful breeze.
Nice. Lardon?
Lardon is where you want to go to just relax. It's in Logan Square. It's their specialty are like charcuterie boards, mm-hmm. little glasses of wine. They also have an incredible Reuben sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah, because they smoke all their meats in-house. They make everything in-house. It's one of my favorite relaxed patios. It's on a quiet little side street, and you can just be there all day, and they're open all day. Because you know what? Not all of these are, you know,
right.
You want to be able to also have a lunch option.
Right. And a lot of these places, you're right, they're open five, six days a week. You got to check their hours. They might open at 4:30 just because, you know, staffing's an issue these days. And you just got to, you know where you're going.
Well,
and what time.
And a lot of restaurants this year didn't even open their patios. Some of our patios, you know, or they opened them and they had to close them because they didn't have enough people to take care of the, you know.
Yeah.
extra seating.
There's a really cool patio. It's outside the city. It's in Park Ridge that I hang once in a while, and it's called Holtz. It's a little corner space. It used to be an old menswear shop from the 1940s or 50s, but it's a really just a beautiful vibe outside. It's always busy.
Oh.
It's just a great, because everyone's got to have their neighborhood spots too. I mean, everyone wants to, people do want to explore the city and be safe doing it, but everyone's got their favorites as well. You were mentioning patios. Like, what other patios that aren't so new that you enjoy going to?
Well, you know, it definitely depends on the situation I'm in. You mentioned like sort of that neighborhood stroll feeling.
Yeah.
I am always going to be a fan of their, I don't know if you're familiar with Hopleaf in Andersonville. Mm-hmm. They have a great little beer garden. Mm. You can just wander in. It's secluded. We actually are on the infatuation. We have a guide to secluded quiet patios just for that occasion. Cebu. It's a Filipino restaurant in Wicker Park. They have another incredible patio where you just feel like you're sitting in someone's backyard. So you don't have all the trucks going by, the dogs, and all that kind of stuff. Love it.
And that's the kind of stuff that I've seen, and this is why you're here, is theinfatuation.com. You just have some very unique themed places, like who you're going with, what time you're going with, you know, best food items, whether it's a pizza or best chicken or whatever it might be. Yeah,
right, because our whole goal is we want to be useful, you know?
Yeah.
And that is what everyone's asking, because it's not just, I want to go to the best restaurant. I mean, sure, but it's... We need to be realistic. Who are you with? Where are you? What do you want your night to look like?
Adrian Kane, theinfatuation.com. Click on Chicago and you can find it all there. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.